Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I guess I just got a ghost dumped, or whatever you call it, and I'm trying to figure out why.
You got ghosted. But I like ghost dumped better. It makes it sound like a spirit showed up and pooped on you.
I mean, that's honestly how it feels sometimes.
Exactly. So who is the person who ghosted you?
Her name is Lauren.
Okay. And can you give us a little background? Like, how did you guys meet?
Yeah. So we met on OkCupid, and at first it was just like talking and stuff like that. And then she actually dared me to take her out on a date. And so I did, and we had a great time. And that was actually probably like a few Thursdays ago. So anyways, at the end of the night, I asked her if she wanted to hang out on Saturday because, like, I was going to watch my nephew's little league game and just wanted to see if she wanted to watch some baseball. And she said she wanted to come. So I told her I'd pick her up, and then we could go out to eat or something after.
Okay, so and this is at the end of your first date?
Yeah.
Okay, was there a kiss at the end of the night?
No, but we kind of joked about it and decided we'd just wait.
Okay, so that was the end of the date then? No, hey, come on in and have a drink or watch a movie or anything like that?
No, that was it. Just kind of like a hug in the parking lot kind of thing, and she got in her car and I got mine.
Okay, so you invite her to your nephew's baseball game, which, by the way, that's a cute date idea. I kind of like that.
Yeah. I mean, I figured it was a good idea because it's like, it's really kind of just like a no-pressure thing, just like, sit in the stands, eat some popcorn, get to know one another, and plus, like, I'll see if she likes kids, which I do, and, you know, she gets to meet my brother and his wife, and they're really cool people.
Okay, so it's your brother, not the entire family in the stands or anything like that?
No, just my brother, who's actually the coach. So, I mean, he's, you know, he's out on the field, and his wife.
Okay, so you go to the baseball game?
Yeah, I mean, I picked her up first. We went to the game, and we're talking about where we should go eat after, and we both agreed on Mexican food. So, basically, there's about an hour goes by, and she gets this phone call, and she's like, can you excuse me for a sec? She walks away and goes to the parking lot. She talks on her phone for quite some time, and then she comes back and goes, listen, I'm really sorry, but after the game, I just can't go out to eat. I need to go home if that's okay. And so I was like, sure, no problem. Do you want to go now? And she goes, no, but after the game is okay.
Okay, so the mysterious phone call. Okay, so what happened? You took her home?
Yeah, I took her home and said, thanks for coming, and told her to call me if she needed anything. I hope everything was okay, and that was actually the last I heard from her.
Oh, wow, okay. And how long ago was that?
That was about 2 weeks ago from Saturday.
Have you tried texting her or anything?
Yeah, I tried texting her a few times, not like trying to overdo it, and I called her once, and I got nothing, but the week after all this happened, she put this post up on Instagram and was like, okay, no more OkCupid for me, Ben.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got ghost dumped, all right.
So you said when you took her to the game, you picked her up, right?
Yeah.
Is your car, like, super nasty, like dirty? Like, would a girl be disgusted to ride in it?
No. In fact, just because I knew I was going to be going on a date, I got it, like, detailed and got everything done. It was super clean.
I have a question. Did she end up meeting your brother at the game and his wife, like you said?
Yeah, I introduced him, but it was like, really fast.
Okay, did you notice that she made a face when she met them? Like maybe like a holy crap, it's him face or anything? I'm wondering if in a previous life she knew your brother or something.
Oh, what if she slept with your brother and just now found out he was married? I mean, that right there is the perfect dirty work situation.
I mean, she didn't react like she knew, at least from what I could tell. And she didn't really want to leave after meeting him or anything like that.
Okay, so we have a couple of theories in play here. I'll tell you what, let's call her up and we'll see if she'll talk to us first. What's her name again? Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren.
Okay, so let's call Lauren and figure this out when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Lauren, please?
Can I actually call her?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Ashley, Nick, and Shaggy on Z104.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Is this Lauren?
It is.
Okay, great. Lauren, so listen, we've been doing a segment on our show this morning where we try to help confused people get relationship advice. Anyways, we got an email from Jeff, who is a guy I guess you went on a couple of dates with. Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, so listen, there's no pressure or anything, but the email he sent us said that he really thought you were great, he really enjoyed dating you, but he thinks something happened that made you give him the blow off. And I think he gets all that, but he just wanted to know if he did something wrong that made you pull like a 180 on him, just so he doesn't do the same thing again in the future, that's all. He said he tried texting you, but you haven't answered him.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Okay, what was making a mistake? Dating him was a mistake or not answering him?
No, it's the dating thing.
Okay, is there something he did that made you feel like this is not the guy for me?
Yeah.
Okay, what was it? We heard he took you to his nephew's baseball game. Did you think that was like kind of a cheapo date or something? Do you not like baseball?
No, it's nothing like that. Okay, so we had one date before that. And he was really cool. We had a good time, actually. And he asked me if I would go to his nephew's game with him. And I'm like, no problem. You know, I couldn't see no harm in that. So I said yes. But when we got there, I'm going to say it was about halfway through the date. Everything was going fine. And then suddenly he pulls out this empty bottle and looks over at me and goes, "You mind if I chew?" And I'm like, what? You know, I don't know what the freak he's talking about at this point. So he says, you know, "Do you care if I dip?" And pulls out this tobacco. I'm like, okay, sure, go ahead. You know, and he should have known by the way I said it that I wasn't too cool with it. But I said, okay, go ahead, you know. So the whole rest of this game, he's chewing tobacco and spitting it into this bottle. Like, right there in front of me, you know. And I'm like, I've never been so disgusted in all my life. I've never seen anything so disgusting.
Right.
I've never actually seen anybody do that. So it's like, the whole time, I'm just staring out at the field at this time, you know. I don't even want to look over at him because I thought I was just going to throw up at this point.
Yeah, okay, I got you. So, yeah, I can see how that would be shockingly gross if you've never been around somebody who does that.
Never. I mean, it was so disgusting. And I'm like, I'm not like a prude or anything. You know, I'm pretty laid back, open-minded. But the whole time we was there, all I kept thinking was, what about if we go out to eat, you know? I can't eat anything thinking about him spitting into a soda bottle all night.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I started thinking about, you know, what if you want to give me a kiss at the end of the night? And that was just too much to even think about. So I was like, I texted my roommate and hurried up and told her, call me. And it had to be an emergency because I wasn't going to even take the chance with that. So after that, he took me home. And okay. That was the end of it, pretty much.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily Jeff. It was the dip.
Whoa, yes, the dip. It took me 2 weeks to stop thinking about it, actually, and now I got this image in my head again. Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we know the answer, I guess. But, okay, so that explains it. Well, thank you, Lauren.
Sure. No problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.